January 2011. It was a fun night. Oh, man. This is my idea of fun. Hanging out with Eric Person, listening to Rahsaan Roland Kirk. Oh, so this is part three. It's quite a bit shorter than either part one or part two. That's pretty common with this. I record the show to CD, and they tend to kind of roll out. They're like 80 minutes long, so a lot of the time the first two are close to that length, and the third one might be a short one. So that's the case tonight. Short and sweet. If you're digging it, then please do subscribe. Look for Deep Focus on your favorite podcast app. You can always find us at mitchgoldman.podbean.com. mitchgoldman.podbean.com. That's our hosting site. And if you're on the Instagram, you can get us at Deep Focus Podcast, deep_focus_podcast. And here's part three, January 2011. Eric Person, the guest on Deep Focus, for Rahsaan Roland Kirk. I'm My apologies for the condition of that CD, and as you could obviously hear, it was hanging up. So we're going to try to play. We've got just a little bit more music from the set left, and we're going to try and play it in a different machine and see if that helps, which I certainly do hope it does. And yeah, there's just about 2 minutes and change left of this. It's Rahsaan Roland Kirk of the Village Vanguard. That was a brilliant solo, and glad we got to hear as much of it as we did, even though those little disruptions were pretty distracting. So, all right, we're back at the Vanguard, and this is how we wound it up on WKCR.
So I bring them a mission with your kind permission.
Did he say intermission, Eric?
That's it.
That's it for that night. They didn't want to let him go. You don't hear this at the Vanguard too often.
Ooh. You need to talk to her about something about. You need to talk to her about her programming.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you. I think if there were a Rahsaan Roland Kirk around to book, I think she'd be on it. I don't have any doubt. And yeah, that was. I'm so glad that we were able to come up with this. You know, all these years, I never knew there were any recordings of Rahsaan at the Village Vanguard. And for me, it was exactly what I would have expected and what I would have hoped it to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's his hometown. There's times when, you know.
But you keep saying hometown. He wasn't from here.
He was. You're not from here, but you're a New Yorker.
Adopted, yeah.
You know, I mean, he was self-identified New Yorker. Yeah. And I think, I get
guess
the feeling.
Like Monk.
No. Monk grew up on the west side of Manhattan and never left.
No. He was born down south.
Yeah, but he grew up in the city. He grew up on West 63rd Street, and he lived there most of his life. But yeah, he was born down south. He was born down south, but he grew up from the time he was a little kid. Yes. Don't make that face at me. Just because this isn't a television show.
No, you know what it is. I'm remembering this book I read, and I'm like visualizing what I read. So I'm just kind of going back.
No, well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, well, you know how this is, Eric. Other cities like to talk about their native sons, and they like to be proud of themselves for having spawned such and such a writer or musician or whatever. And then, you know,
like
I look
Saint
at
Louis.
It and I'm like, yeah, but he lived his whole adult life in New York because he wanted to be here.
Yeah.
You know,
because he had to be here, because if he stayed in that town, he would have died and been unknown. And
so, yeah, no, I have no problem referring to Rahsaan as a New Yorker. And, you know, I get the feeling sometimes that he knows he's the hippest cat in the room, you know, and he wears it lightly, and he wants to bring you along with him, but he knows, you know, that he's on this level with this thing. I kind of get the feeling, maybe I'm just reading this into it, but being in New York, that kind of giving a little credit to the audience to be a little bit more ready to run with him.
Yeah.
I don't know. He probably does what he's going to do anyway.
I think so. But, I mean, you know, the thing is, he's personal but not really outlandish on a certain level. You know, you know, not saying he can't get outlandish, and not to say Clickety Clack wasn't outlandish in his own way, but you can, if you got soul, you can go with that. I mean, I don't think anything he did was so out that, you know, that you can't get with it. And for me, that's what music is about. It's like, it's not about leaving nobody behind. You know what I mean? I'm not saying pander down to anybody, but it's not about leaving nobody behind. You do your thing, and if you're soulful, everybody's supposed to have soul. So it's like, supposed to come along for a ride, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you can, listening to this music, I think he can even, you know, confer that upon the audience in a way. You know, maybe sometimes you got to give people permission to find the beauty in themselves. And I think, you know, it's funny, I'm not trying to get too overblown with this, but I think that's exactly what Martin Luther King said in that quote that you read earlier. I think that's exactly what he's saying, that the power of this music, if you didn't hear it, take a look. You can look online for Martin Luther King's opening invocation of the Berlin Jazz Festival in 1964. Eric read it a little bit earlier, and he says how these musicians found this inside themselves and in the world, but it's everyone's shared humanity, that music's a gift to the world. This music's gift to the world.
Because he said everybody has the blues. Everybody longs for meaning. Everybody needs to love and be loved. Everybody needs to clap hands and be happy. Everybody longs for faith. I mean, everybody has that in common, you know. And, you know, we project all those things in music.
Good theme to hit on Martin Luther King Day. Mm-hmm. Now, Eric, I had a feeling that we were going to end just a little bit before the end of the show, and I pulled out another even more rare, exotic, lustrous gem for you. And you, I don't think you're even going to believe this. I don't think you know that this exists. Hmm. But I found it in the WKCR archives.
Okay.
Rassan performing 1976 in Dortmund, West Germany, with the Gil Evans Orchestra.
Wow.
Gil may be the greatest arranger this music has produced.
Arguably.
Yeah. We'll set that aside for the moment. wrote an arrangement of one of my favorite of Rassan's pieces, and something we were talking about earlier, Theater of the Mind.
Yeah.
This piece really is the identification of that theme for the Ulippians.
Hmm.
And you, Eric, being a Ulippian, a journey agent, I think will appreciate
that
this. That's what he says. October 30th, 1976, Gil Evans, piano and arranger. George Adams, mentioned earlier, on tenor saxophone.
Okay.
John Faddis and Lou Soloff on the trumpets. Janice Robinson, trombone. John Clark, French horn. Bob Stewart on tuba. Van Manakis, guitar. Pete Levin on synthesizer. Mike Richman on the bass. Sue Evans, drums and timpani. And Rassan playing reeds. Harmonica here as well.
Now,
yeah.
It would have been great to like talk to some of these guys about this particular day, because that's one performance. So you
right.
know.
Did they, how much rehearsal did they do?
Yeah,
did they do a tour
happened?
Together?
Yeah. Be interested.
It's something to explore. Yeah. Well, this we're gonna hear it. We're gonna hear it right now. And this is a real treat, because I can't think of any other performance where Rassan's music gets this kind of treatment.
Yeah.
So here you go. Dortmund, 1976. Gil Evans Orchestra, special guest, Rassan Roland Kirk, only from the WKCR archives.
Thank you.
Rahsaan Roland Kirk with the Gil Evans Orchestra. That is a that's a prize. I can't even call that a rarity. That's in a whole other category of rare.
That you hear that harmonica?
Oh, beautiful, lovely recording too. Dortmund, West Germany, October 30th, 1976. Eric, what a—I don't even know how to wrap my brain around what a pleasure it was sharing this music with you tonight.
I agree. We're hitting high marks every time we go into deep focus.
It's a little scary, you know. I'm afraid to do another one. I don't want to blow a perfect record.
It's nice. It's good to discover stuff like this because, you know, I always feel like if you do a gig and it wasn't recorded or documented or something, it's almost like the gig never happened. So it's good to see that these were documented, you know.
True. But I disagree. I think the music was created for the people in the room, and this is just a big, fat bonus for us. Well, you guys think about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're going to sign off and keep it tuned right here, coming up immediately, right after this, Arts Department programming. Coming up after that, you could call it part two of the show, Herman Santana with Caribe Latino. Fantastic show. Just keep it right here at 89.9. Don't do anything. Just stay right there. I'm Mitch Goldman.
Eric Person, ericperson.com.
WKCR FM New York. Hey, that's our show. January 2011, Eric Person is my guest on the topic of Rahsaan Roland Kirk. Love that guy. Hope I made some new fans for Rahsaan tonight and for Eric. Go check him out at his website. I know grass does not grow under that man's feet. He stays busy. There's always something new coming from Eric. And if you like the show, please subscribe. Please let us know. Give us some stars and whatnot. And tell your friends. Deep Focus is the name. And you know all the rest. Instagram, blah, 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 blah. I'm Mitch Goldman. Really glad you're enjoying what we do.